Give thanks to the men of Israel, merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life, the Panto Kratung, the Lord our God. O Master, Lord God, the Panto Krator, the Father of our Lord God, Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything, and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and repose the soul of the departed, and forgive us our sins.
And entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day in all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this soul, and from this your holy place. But those things sure good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us earth, or you cheat on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
Blot out my iniquity, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings, and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and a humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar.
Three. Amen.